In front of a packed audience at the Colville Courthouse, the Planning Commission took two votes, one approving revised Chapters 3 and 4 in the Development Code, and the second approving a new zoning map, sending all of those to County Council for final action. The vote was the same in both cases. In favor were Planning Commissioners Chris Uhr, Jeff Vernon, Sean Wharton, and Louise Willoughby. The dissenting votes came from Doug Clyde, Tanya Hansen, and Ken Henry. Development Director Pat Putt said the changes set up some new zone districts. Primarily, the old highway corridor zone has been changed to AG1, has been extended to some areas, and widened to 500 feet back. That change has been the center of the controversy, with critics saying the one-unit-an-acre zone will be a catalyst for sprawl. Supporters say property owners deserve the chance to develop their property. Willoughby, who said she's a 56-year resident of the county, argued everybody wants a rural quality of life. It's a question of how to retain it. She reviewed her findings in support of a changed zoning map.
Well, there's a high level of nonconformity, and we've been working on this for 3 years. So we're trying to get some conformity in our county. We're changing it to reflect the growth patterns that's already established on the ground. We wanted to have our zoning match what our current density already is. There's been a cry for economic development to occur on the east side. You have to allow for increased density to spur economic opportunities for the citizens of Eastern Summit County. The new zoning actually perpetuates and extends farming activities, and I believe this, because most people are hobby farmers right now. If they have no options with their ground, we have to sell and not hobby farm. That's just what's going to happen. But if they can sell a lot or two, we can still continue to hobby farm, and we can even do some of those designer agriculture options.
She added, just because there is zoning for development, it doesn't necessarily mean there will be building. She also said they've studied the infrastructure in the area before making the code changes.
When it comes to roads, our decision for the mapping was based on transportation study. There is a plan in place for the future. It clearly demonstrates that we're thinking about that and that it's okay with what we're doing. Our septic systems have been platted and located, and the study shows we are not oversaturated. So we have research on that. There's political subdivision provisions for more sewer options. I mean, there's already some out there, which I'm not really up on. I'm not a sewer person, I'm sorry. But there's package treatment, 3 to 4 homes. There's some options, some safety options, and we've already heard from experts on that tonight. And health, safety, and welfare fingerprints are all over our code.
Among other comments, Jeff Vernon noted this was his last night on the East Side Commission, since the county council the day before decided not to reappoint him for another term. He said, quote, "I vote for the people, but there are those on the council," he said, "who want to take away property rights from residents." He added, on his own property, he's got a lot of open space because the county won't let him do anything with it. On the other hand, Tanya Hansen said she's not against development or property rights, but wants good planning. She said indications are growth is coming to the county. She said according to Envision Utah, the county's population of 36,000 in 2010 would grow to a projected 107,000 by 2060. Doug Clyde said the AG1 zone is especially bad, one-unit-an-acre development in the desert. The results, he said, can be seen in the history of Snyderville, which had problems with water systems and other servers. And Ken Henry said Chapter 4 in the code still had a lot of errors and contradictions and needed one more pass to fix it up. While supporters of the changes said they want to develop some parcels to pass on to their kids, Henry said the new development cannot be just confined to those kids. Tanya Hansen also wanted to send along the zone map to council with a recommendation for an independent consulting firm to review the map. That motion failed, only being supported by Hansen, Chris Uhr, and Sean Wharton. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.